469-666-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines. Government announces recruitment of 2,000 teachers to boost education sector. CCMG urges media to promote transparency and ethical reporting ahead of elections. Moroccans rally in Rabat against Israel death penalty law. And Rwanda under 17 arrive for decisive Ndola clash. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Education has announced the recruitment of 2,000 teachers for 2025 as part of ongoing efforts to address staffing shortages and improve the quality of education across the country. The move follows a policy direction from President Haga Ndejinama, who reaffirmed government's commitment to strengthening the education sector through increased investment in human capital development. Of the 2,000 positions, 92 are allocated to early childhood education, 565 to primary schools, and 1,343 to secondary schools, with 10% reserved for persons with disabilities. Government has recruited over 41,917 teachers since 2022. A development official say has significantly contributed to expanding access to education following the introduction of free education. Speaking during the announcement, Douglas Siakalima said the latest recruitment is aimed at reducing the teacher deficit, currently estimated at over 146,000, and improving teacher-pupil ratios, which remain above recommended standards in many schools. The Levi Mwanawasa Medical University, LMMU, has noted with grave concern the continued criminal attacks targeting its student population residing in boarding houses, particularly in Mutenderi Presidential Housing Initiative, PHI, Kaunda Square and other surrounding areas. These incidents subsequently terminated in student protests over the past weekend. The university is deeply concerned that these criminal acts, which are predominantly targeted at female students, have escalated into an alarming rate, averaging 2 incidents per week, and have instilled fear and distress among the student body. In response, management has intensified efforts to address this vice through a multi-sectoral engagement approach involving the Zambia Police Service, property owners, the Ministry of Gender and other key stakeholders. These efforts are aimed at strengthening security measures and increasing police patrols in student boarding houses and surrounding communities. The Embassy of Finland, Zambia, has launched the 2026-2029 program by the Trade Union Solidarity Center of Finland, SASK, aimed at improving employment, leadership and entrepreneurship opportunities for persons with disabilities in Zambia. Speaking during the launch, Embassy representative and advisor Elizabeth Ndovu says the initiative has been allocated 10 million euros and will support 26 projects across 4 regions in 14 countries. Lovu explained that the program aligns with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, particularly SDG 8 on decent work and economic growth. She noted that the initiative is expected to strengthen workers' rights and promote inclusive economic participation with a focus on vulnerable groups such as persons with disabilities. She added that by 2030, unions supported by SASK are expected to enhance workplace representation and social dialogue, while policymakers are anticipated to implement laws that improve labor conditions. She further stated that in Zambia, where sectors such as mining and construction expose workers to hazardous conditions, the program will focus on strengthening union negotiation capacity and advocating for legislative reforms.
And construction potentially expose workers to hazardous conditions. This program will enhance union negotiation skills and advocacy for legislative reforms. I wish to mention here that the Embassy of Finland in Lusaka's focus is now more in promoting trade and business between Finland and Zambia. Therefore, the positive results of this SASK program in Zambia would contribute to the business partnership that we are promoting. For instance, contributing to inclusive work environment, employment, and infrastructure development.
Meanwhile, Anna Petula, a representative of SASK, called for strategic engagement by stakeholders and urged Zambian trade unions to work together towards improving working conditions and protecting workers' rights.
This can provide a certain kind of platform for exchange and cooperation also between sectors and among different stakeholders, all working for the same causes for improving workers' rights here in Zambia. And like Chris was saying here earlier, that there's a high need for unity. We experience that all around the globe, that there are different, let's say, attacks towards democracy, and more united we are and more closely we work together, more better we can move forward. But maybe on behalf of SASK, I really want to say thank you for your presence, and especially also having an impressive participation from the media representatives. It's really wonderful to have everybody here, and sending greetings from my colleagues in Finland and the Finnish trade unions.
Now, youth leaders on the Copper Belt have called on the Zambian government through the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to urgently reconsider the current nomination fees, describing them as a barrier to inclusive participation in governance. The youths argue that the high fees disadvantage ordinary citizens, particularly young people, women and persons with disabilities who may have the leadership potential but lack financial resources. They stress that every eligible citizen should be allowed to stand for public office based on constitutional requirements, leaving the final decision to the electorate. Speaking on behalf of the group, Humphrey Kawe, Copper Belt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary for the Tonse Alliance, expressed disappointment at what he described as silence from the United Party for National Development, UPND, government on the matter.
We are surprised and disappointed to see the UPND government mute on the increment of nomination fees by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, which they condemned while in opposition. We expected the UPND government to advocate for scrapping off or reducing nomination fees so that anyone can be free to stand regardless of their financial status in society. Lastly, we call upon every well-meaning citizen, especially the young people, women, the disabled, and the poor in general, to get united and speak against ECZ huge nomination fees that will hinder you from standing. Let's not allow the rich and selfish individual to create leadership cartel for the rich only.
And in church news, the Christian Church's monitoring group, CCMG, has called on the media to utilize them during this election period to ensure transparency and professionalism. Speaking at the BBC Media Action Training Workshop, CCMG representative Bishop Emmanuel has encouraged journalists to understand the law and apply it in fairly when reporting on elections. He has noted that the training will help journalists learn on ethical ways of reporting on elections. The clergy has noted that the training will build up to a program that will perfect election coverage in the country and avoid misinformation by the media.
We have been reporting, we've been reporters for a long time, some of us, but today, let us challenge ourselves that we want to do something like this. Now, it is about challenging ourselves. What is it that I need to put across? What effort should I put forward? I've said that, but what is it that I want to put forward? I think for us, that would be the most important aspect of this in terms of making sure that we get the best. So as we continue to have more training, we will have this foundation training as a solid base where we can build everything that we have started today to strengthen the election special, to strengthen the election reporting until the end of the year.
We now take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly. covering the nation, telling the stories and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.